All right, welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche update. Sunny skies and warm temps here down in the valley. What's it doing up in the higher elevations? We have JT with us. Thanks for joining us again, JT. I know you've been busy guiding. So what are you seeing out there?
Yeah, like you said, sunny and warm. That's been kind of the name of the game the last week, really. When we got sunny and warm, the things we're looking for are the wet loose avalanches and wet slabs when the heat of the day comes on. So you'll start to see that with like rollerballing. And right now, spring just starting, the whole snowpack hasn't gone isothermic yet, where it like has enough time to freeze thaw. And really lock up. So we have a little bit of that going on in the top, which has allowed for some corn skiing going on right now. But it's just a bridge for right now. So you watch out for wet loose when that starts to heat up. And then if that bit of melt freeze crust is thin enough and it breaks down all the way, then you get wet slab stuff coming down. But looks like a bit of a pattern shift later this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So rain for us here down on the valley floor. What have you seen the elevation stats on if it turns to snow or anything?
No, I was just looking at it before I got on with you. And like, I haven't been able to figure out quite freezing level. I didn't dig that deep. It's all going to come down to the temps, just like it always does this time of year. So if we can get colder temps, keep the freezing line lower, then that'll be good for us. But it's hard to say what's going to happen this time of year. The sun comes out, it gets warm real fast, and the temps right now look kind of high for some of that. So then it's like looking for timing where, like, if you can get the precip to come at night, that's always ideal because it's colder temps, you know.
Yeah.
But, and it's been weird trying to get like snow totals out of the forecasters right now too. Like, could be some snow, could be very little snow. It's kind of seeming a little bit uncertain on the totals for this little bit of unsettled pattern we got coming up. Seems like Thursday, Friday through the weekend. But the wind doesn't seem too intense with those as well. So that's what you want to look out for. If we do get snow, is then looking for the wind up high and how it's going to sit on all this warm, sunny snow we've had this whole week. Is it going to be landing on crust? Is it going to be landing on cold snow? How's that all going to set up once it actually gets here?
Are we seeing any issues with the wind storms from last week that was, man, stretched to 4 or 5 days long?
Yeah, I mean, that whole east event is quite a thing for Ogden. It wasn't as rowdy up in the valley as it was that for y'all down in town. But with that, you were seeing like wind deposit in like unusual places because we usually don't get predominant easterly winds. Most of those wind slabs have settled down, and those winds were hard enough that like it was blowing it to Nevada kind of thing. And then all the more easterly side stuff that was catching all that wind coming up, that stuff all got pressed and was pretty scoured and pressed down. So wind slabs usually lasting a good 24 to 48 hours, like most of that's behind us. And our major avalanche problems, like right now currently, is this wet loose, wet slab type stuff when the heat turns on later in the day, each day.
Yeah.
But when that changes, then we're going to be watching how the new snow sets up on all these crusts and different things that we developed during the warm.
Officially the first day of spring. So with spring skiing, what do we need to be aware of as far as avalanche conditions go?
Yeah. Like, so the spring game can be a lot of fun chasing corn around the compass. And, this weekend's going to get a little more winter like, but then again, after that, once like spring starts to settle in, that's when we start to look for that spring diurnal type snowpack thing where we're going isothermic and getting moisture down through the snowpack, and then it freezes at night, and that happens a bunch, and you get a good stout snowpack that kind of locks up And then you can start to trust that more. And then you get up each morning and you chase the sun around the compass and get the corn as that snow surface starts to heat up. Mm-hmm. That's when you start to see a lot of people chasing like big mountaineering lines and stuff like that. That's the kind of conditions they're looking for, which typically we get come springtime. So yeah, starting to look at that stuff. I did a corn mission the other day, and like the bridge was only like 10 or 20 cm thick in most places. So we were kind of being a little fast and loose because it hasn't gone quite isothermic yet, but that's coming. So look out for that and see how that sets up. And if it doesn't freeze overnight, be aware the next morning, because then it won't be locked up and you'll be quick to the wet loose stuff again.
Got you. Pretty good update. Anything else you want to add?
No, feeling good. I think spring seems to be in full effect. When that sun hits it, it heats up quick. So keep your eyes peeled for those surface clues when the snow surface starts heating up each day.
JT Robinson, thanks so much for your update this week. We will see you next week on the Ogden Avalanche Updates. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks.